This morning, we're visiting on the phone with Emily Severade, who is the executive director of the Iowa 4-H Foundation, which is appropriate because we're talking about National 4-H Week here this week, and specifically Iowa 4-H Giving Day coming up here very quickly. Emily, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for helping us get the word out.
You bet. How are things at the Iowa 4-H Foundation?
You know, things are going great. It is a start of a new 4-H year, so we're excited to see a bunch of new kiddos joining the 4-H ranks and having lots of new programs kicking off this fall. So it's an exciting time to be connected to 4-H.
It sounds like it's energizing for you.
Absolutely. You know, it's fun that National 4-H Week does come at the beginning of the 4-H year. We come off an exciting summer of county and state fairs, and then just kind of starts all over again, right, as kids are getting back into school and thinking about their projects and their exhibits and what they're going to learn about for the next year.
Ooh, you bet. Well, it's National 4-H Week, and so much of what we focus on are the positive things about 4-H, and there's a lot of positive to focus on.
Absolutely. You know, when we think about 4-H, we really think about it being in terms of for all young people. Certainly our roots are in ag and our history is in ag, and that continues to be a really strong and important part of the 4-H program. But we think about all of the life skills that young people gain as a result of them being involved in the 4-H program and how important it is to keep young people connected to a program like 4-H. And so we really feel committed to wanting to keep those opportunities available and help more young people get involved in the 4-H program.
Yeah, specifically the Iowa 4-H Foundation. Talk about the principles and the key things about that.
Sure. So we are a separate 501c3 organization, and our only mission is to raise private funds to go back into the 4-H program and to support 4-Hers. So we do that a few different ways. We have our financial aid program, so young people, the families maybe need a little extra help for that enrollment fee or some special activities. We have some funds available to help young people get engaged in 4-H that way. We also have a scholarship program where we give away almost 120 scholarships every year. So it's a great culmination of young people's time in 4-H to have that at the end of their 4-H career. And then, of course, we provide direct funding back to the 4-H program to develop new curriculum, new pilot new projects, and just generally think of new ways that they can support the 4-H program and 4-Hers.
Yeah, we typically think of 4-H as being something that is relatively affordable for folks to get their children involved in, but, you know, affordable to one is not necessarily to another.
It's all relative, right? Yes, yes. So enrolling in 4-H is a $40 fee for an entire year, which, I think that's a really great bargain when you think of the depth of the experience that young people get from being a club member or being involved in a specialty club. Really so much learning that happens and a lot of fun too, right? Like it's a lot of fun to be involved in 4-H. But we know that for some families that is a barrier, and, you know, maybe you've got multiple kids in 4-H and that can add up quickly. So we've got some great donors who understand that and are committed to making sure that 4-H is affordable and finances are not a barrier to young people being involved.
You bet. Well, raising funds always important, and that's part of what this week is about for the organization. I see you've got Iowa 4-H Giving Day here this week.
That's right. So 24 hours to give back for the 4-H program. So we do it as a part of National 4-H Week. Starts at noon on October 3rd and goes through noon on October 4th. And really just an opportunity for the collective group of 4-H supporters to come together and say, yes, we are going to invest in the 4-H program and share it with others, right? We really want it to be a grassroots opportunity for alumni and supporters, family and friends to say, we're going to give a little bit of money back to the 4-H program and we hope you do too. So folks can give to a particular program area that might be important to them or to a particular county maybe they grew up in or they are participating in right now. So lots of opportunities to give, and all of those dollars help to make 4-H affordable, accessible, and innovative for young people.
Yeah, it sounds like you're casting a pretty wide net there looking for folks to be involved in the Giving Day.
That's right. Very wide. Very wide. We'll take anyone who wants to be a part of it.
Do you find in all parts of Iowa that those who are alumni of the 4-H program are very much willing to give back?
Absolutely. And it certainly is not just dollars either, right? It also comes in terms of volunteer hours and that time commitment. So we absolutely see 4-H exists in every single county and every single zip code across the state of Iowa. And where there are 4-H's, there are alums and there are volunteers. So our alumni network very much understands the impact that the 4-H program has had on them, and we very much see them giving back and finding opportunities to continue to stay engaged in 4-H.
Yeah, and that says something about the organization as a whole.
Well, I think so. I mean, I was a 4-H alum from Linn County, so certainly it's neat to see the things that I experienced in 4-H and the fun that I had. And I have, my oldest daughter is a first grade Clover kid, so she's starting to experience those things too. And it really is just this full circle opportunity for families to stay connected.
Well, one of the nice things, too, is that 4-H is so flexible. From the rural areas to the urban areas of the state, it can pretty much match anyone's needs.
Exactly. And that's one of the beautiful things, right? We really do want young people to find their passion, find their spark, and really dig deep into that. So no matter what a young person is interested in, there's a place for them in 4-H. And regardless of what that thing is, whether it's robotics or soccer or STEM or whatever it might be, we know that they're gaining leadership skills, communication skills, and they're learning how to be a member of a community.
The Iowa 4-H Foundation, if that didn't exist, how strong would 4-H be still in Iowa?
Well, I really give it up to our donors and our corporate partners for coming alongside the other funding sources of the 4-H program, which comes from state and national USDA. Those donations provide kind of those extra things that wouldn't come normally. So it's those recognition trips, it's volunteer development, it is new things that just might not be in the 4-H budget. So those donations allow the 4-H program to be innovative and be dynamic and really think about what the next emerging need is, and having some funds to try something out and to pilot something and to really help make 4-H even stronger. Now, 4-H has existed for 120 years, so I know it would be strong, but I like to think that we're adding a little extra into 4-H and helping it be even stronger than it would be.
Yeah, it's kind of like asking, what would our communities look like if we didn't have 4-H?
Right, that's right, that's right. We think that it's a great addition to a community.
Absolutely. Emily, talk more about the 4-H Giving Day. You mentioned coming up here October 3rd and 4th, noon to noon on those days. How do people participate, and what vehicles are they using to make those donations?
That's right. We have a special giving website, iowa4hgivingday.org. You can check that out, see all the counties that are participating, all of the different program areas, lots of fun interactive things. And then watch our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and see what different things we're putting on. We've got lots of great challenges going out, thanks to a lot of sponsors who have come alongside us. So really, we're just sharing the impact of 4-H, and we want people to, of course, make a gift. That's really wonderful. But also maybe dig into that old record book or share a special memory and really celebrate 4-H as a part of National 4-H Week and Iowa 4-H Giving Day.
Yeah, we talk about individuals and maybe alumni helping out to donate toward 4-H, but you get a lot of good support from businesses and organizations around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great great set of corporate partners, both, you know, not only to us as the 4-H Foundation, but we know that in local communities, banks and co-ops and lots of businesses are making 4-H possible at the local level and at the county fair level. So it really does take a lot of people together to make 4-H really successful and really thrive. So we're grateful for those folks that come alongside us and help make that possible.
Yeah, very good. It's hard to imagine that there's pretty much anyone in the state of Iowa who hasn't been touched in some way by the 4-H program.
Well, you know, we reach 124,000 young people through a 4-H program of some kind every year, which is really just phenomenal. And really, I think, speaks to the dedication of the 4-H staff and volunteers across the state who understand the value of 4-H and really put the work in to get more and more young people involved.
Yeah, even folks who maybe weren't involved when they were young or don't have children who are involved would probably be surprised how many times they cross paths with someone who's involved in 4-H in their communities. It's pretty hard not to be, that's for sure.
It's, That's right. That's right.
Very good. Well, Emily, I hope you have a great day and on this Giving Day, this 4-H Giving Day here this week. Again, that's noon on October 3rd through noon on October 4th. Folks, be generous and help out the next generation. Be a part of something good, something positive in 4-H here in Iowa. Emily Severate is the Executive Director of the Iowa 4-H Foundation. She's been visiting with us here today. Emily, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate you help us getting the word out here.